And while you're there, Tim, Max has got in touch and said, also on Facebook, is there any difference anatomically or physiologically between the bones of people from different races around the world? This whole idea about people from Africa being big-boned and so on.
Well, there's certainly some basis for that. Black people do have stronger bones than white people. But I think there's more to it than that. And I think Ken, probably as a clinician, has some additional thoughts about that.
Ken?
Yeah, well, that's very interesting. The MRC human nutrition team in Cambridge often work in the Gambia, and the bones may look like they're osteoporotic on a scan, but actually they're stronger, and that's one of the paradoxes. But it's one of those things that when using the FRAX tool, which is the new way of finding out people's risk of a fracture, goes in. So you have to make sure you're in the right ethnicity group because it's calibrated by a different nation.
Oh, that's interesting. So if you don't make an account or take it into account where someone comes from, you could end up with the scan giving you a misleading result for the very reason Tim just mentioned and you've just said.
That's absolutely right. And there are numbers available for each of the countries that have got data available at the moment.
Ken Poole and Tim Skerry, thank you both very much. Kat, over to you.